Okay, exactly. Sure, 21. So we are in the middle of, right, obviously the larger topic is Mrs. Lavli Honasninu, but we're particularly focused, you know, in today's shiur, and we started this yesterday, on the issue of Hanas HaGuf. Question being, whether the heter, right, of Mitzvahs Lavli Honasninu, does that include, right, not only, right, it's Pasha that it includes Hana of the Kiyama Mitzvah. Question, does it also include the Hanas HaGuf? If you happen to be, you know, Aga of the Kiyama Mitzvah, you get some benefits here, some physical benefit to your body. Is that going to be Mutter Midin Mitzvah Lavli Honasninu? Or are we going to say, no, that is not covered by the Heter? So yesterday we went through, do a quick recap of the different approaches to Mitzvah Lavli Honasninu, and one can get a general sense of, you know, what the Shitas are going to say, with some, you know, needed, you know, changes, or adjustments, I should say. As we pointed out, again, within approach 1A, that the whole Yisod of Mitzvah Lavli Honasninu is this idea that since the Ikar Maaseh that you're doing is the Gzeiras HaMelech, therefore anything else is tuffel to that, and assuming that an Isra Hana is only violated when the Hana is the primary Maaseh, so you would assume, as a Devar Pashut, that the Hanas HaGuf would be included, because just like the Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah becomes tafel, so too you might assume that the Hanas HaGuf would become tafel. That's what we assume would be the Devar Pashut. Point out that didn't work out so well for Rashi, right? Because Rashi holds of approach 1A, but yet he holds that Hanas HaGuf is Asir. So he pointed out, very important Yisod, that for Rashi, and we'll see others who might need to come onto this chiluk as well, might think that although, right, let's say when it comes to the case of being Tovel, Bimosacham, right, although it seems like you're doing one physical pu'ula, you're going to break that down into two halachic maisim, right? One maisa is the maisa tzvila shel mitzvah, right? The ritual fact that you're going to the mikvah to perform the mitzvah. And then there's a separate maisa called the maisa rechitza shel rishus. The fact that you're just, you know, getting benefit, that you're just taking a bath in to cool yourself off. So again, if you assume that although it's one pu'ula but two distinct maisim, so you could say for Rashi that maybe only, right, when it comes to the maisa, let's say the maisa tzvila shel mitzvah, so in regards to that one maisa, so there you say that the primary gzeras hamelach is going to make the anas kiyama mitzvah tafel, because they're both relating to that maisa tzvila shel mitzvah. But the Hanas HaGuf, which is associated with a distinct Maisa, called the Maisa Rechitza Shel Rishus, so that is distinct from the primary Gzeiras HaMelech, and therefore perhaps it's not subject to that Tzvelus, to that Heter. Let me point out, according to approach 1b, that it's all about, right, that any Hana, which doesn't come directly from the Chetza Shel Yisuri Hana, is not going to be subject to an Isser. So according to that, right, the Hanas HaGuf will not be included in the Heter, because Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah is indirect from the Chetza, but the Hanas HaGuf, right, you're being Tovel in the Mayan, the Mayan directly provides Hanas HaGuf to you, so therefore, it's not going to be included in the Heter, because that case is direct. Let me point out, according to approach number two, right, that the way Mitzvah Lavli Honasninu works is that the Mitzvah, the Oraisa, according to that approach, overrides, is Doche, the Isra Hana, so presumably you would say, just like the Mitzvah could be Doche, right, the Isra, the Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah, it could also be Pashtas, be Doche, the Isra Hana, Hanas HaGuf. That's what we spelled it out. So we started going through the Makaros to pin down some of the Shitos. So first going through, right, you know, the first approach, again, of Mepharshim, who say, or Makaros, which say that Hanas HaGuf is not included within the Mitzvah. So what's the earliest Makor for this idea that Hanas HaGuf is not included within the Mitzvah? Mm-hmm. Earlier even than the Rishonim? The Gemara, Gemara Chav Ches, the classic case of being Tovel, right, Bimos Achama, the Gemara says you can't be Tovel, right, if you know there from a Mayan, you can't be Tovel, Bimos Achama, because there, the Pashas is saying, because there's Hanas HaGuf, which is not included within the Heter. So that's the first Makor. On the earliest Makor, then Rashi on Chav Ches, who basically explains the Gemara Kapashas as saying that Hanas HaGuf is not included within the Heter, and that's exactly the analysis we spelled out before, that even though Rashi adopts approach 1A, that it's all about, right, mitzvah v'gavra, that the primary maisa of the Gzeras HaMelech, right, makes the Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah tafel, but perhaps it's not going to carry over and make the Hanas HaGuf tafel, because that's a distinct maisa. So we have the Gemara, we have Rashi, and then we also have the Ritzvah, right? The Ritzvah in on Chav Ches, Tzir Masel V'Im Taka Yatza, also spells this out, that the hanas aguf is not included within the heter of mitzvahs la the hanas nenu, and the ritzva was very much l'shitasa, right? Because the ritzva holds of approach 1b, right? That the basis of mitzvahs la the hanas nenu is that the hanas, since it doesn't come right directly from the chafza, therefore that's why it's not asur. When it comes to an asur guf, which comes directly from the chafza, it is going to be asur. So the ritzah is very much l'shitasa. So that's basically all the chazara. Now let's go weiter. So in addition to, we have the Gemara Chafchas, Rashi, and the ritzvah, right? We also have the Ran in Adarim. So again, this is the Ran in Adarim. This is towards the beginning of the Makoroshi. Again, this is coming off the Gemara, very important Gemara in Adarim, Tesval and Beis, where the Gemara says that if someone makes a neder on Hana'as Tashmish, and saying, I'm not being no dare that I'm not going to provide tashish to my wife, because that is your mishpah, right? That's going against the shiba that you have. But if you make the neder on the hanaz tashmish, then the neder is chal. That's the neder is chal. And the Ran on the spot is going to ask the kasha. What kasha does the Ran ask on the Gemara? Shalom? Mitzvah la'yonas tenu. In the context of sukkah, when the Gemara talks about a neder, formulating a neder in terms of the Hanas Sukkah, the Gemara says, how can you formulate a neder in terms of Hanas Mitzvah? Mitzvah is lali Hanas Nenu. There would be nothing for the mitzvah, for the neder to be chal on, because there is no Hanas Sukkah. So Ron asks, same thing here. What do you mean Hanas Tashmish? Mitzvah of Tashmish, lali Hanas Nenu. So what's the Ron's answer? Shalom, do you remember the Ron's answer? You can read it inside. Yesh Lomar. That's limited, right? Hana, the mitzvah, lavi hanas tenu, is limited to the hana of the kiyam mitzvah, but right. But if there's hanas aguf, then that is hana, and therefore there, that's not covered. That's not included within the heter of mitzvah lavi hanas tenu. And what's his raya that hanas aguf is not included within the heter of mitzvah lavi hanas tenu? Exactly, Mayan b'mosachamas, right? So the Ran in Adarim is a clear raya to this idea that the heter mitzvah l'adehanas nenu does not cover hanas aguf, and that's why, of course, the hanas tashmish is a perfect example of hanas aguf, which is therefore not included within the heter of mitzvahs l'adehanas nenu. And it works out actually very nicely, right? If you assume that the Ran in Adarim aligns with the Ran in Sukkah, if you remember the Ran in Sukkah, held, right, if anyone remembers, I think I had you see it. Right, what is the Ran and Sukkah's perspective on mitzvahs lavi hanas nenu? Not 1A. Grumma, 1B. Like the Ritzvah. Right? So the Ran in Sukkah says that the pshat in mitzvahs lavi hanas nenu is that it's a grumma. That the hanah is not coming directly from the chepza sheli suriyana. And therefore, just like the Ritzvah was l'shitasa, the Ran l'shitasa, if you take that perspective of approach 1B, that it's that the heter of mitzvah lavi hanas nenu is when the hana is not a directly coming from the chafza, but in the case of hana saguf, right, where the hana is coming directly from the chafza, therefore it is going to be usher. So just like the Ritzvah works out very well l'shitasa, approach 1B, the Ran in the Darm works out very well l'shitasa to the Ran in Sukkah. So we have, right, in terms of Rishonim, we had Rashi, we had Ritzvah, we had the Ran in the Darm, and we also have another very prominent Rishon in Rosh Hashanah, who is, at least the first day of in this Rishon. Who is a prominent Rishon in Rosh Hashanah? First day of the Meiri. Excellent. So if you could just open up the Meiri, anybody have the Meiri? All right, the Meiri has two deos about this issue. But the first day of the Meiri, which is actually the day which he ends up, you know, poskening like, at the end he says the Iker is like the first day. The first day in the Meiri is going to align with this first approach, right, that Hanas Aguf is not included within the heter of mitzvahs lavi hanas nenu. So really, you got it? Dira matzal hamol dir hana mechavero maz elav.
Yeah. mechatas during the
week. You can sprinkle the mechatas in the Yomos HaKishanim. Why?
So the only benefit that you're going to have is that I'm not the mitzvah. When that's kid mitzvah, ain't a hana. Like we explained. I have a love Yomos HaKishanim, but not during the summer months. Shaya Higiel of Hanas Kuf, because he's going to have a physical benefit. Included within the benefit of getting
of the mitzvah. Yeah, I mean, this guy's more like the chlal generally means like included within here. More, I'm assuming it means like alongside. Right? Alongside the hana of the kima mitzvah, you're also getting a nasa guf. Yeah. Similarly, the chayin.
The
chayin
hamoder anamim. I am so too by a person who swears out benefit from spring. Kigon sheyesh kigon sheamar konem mi'ayin alai tovo. It goes to be Tovah Bot, Tvilas Mitzvah, Tovah Mitzvah goes to Shalom in the winter months. Achar She'ein Kananas Guf, since there's no physical benefit, Klal included with next year.
Exactly.
Allah Vilas Chala, but during the summer, it's Yeshlo Tvilas Ona, that you can have
Tvilas
Ona.
Aser.
Aser.
Exactly, right? So this first day in the Meiri is like Rashi, like the Ritzvah, like the Ran, and says that if there is any Hanas Guf, right, which comes along with the Mitzvah, that is going to be usur, that is not included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehanos ninun. It's very important, because if the Meiri, if you remember, which approach to mitzvos lav lehanos ninun does the Meiri accept? Anyone remember? The Meiri, exactly. Meiri is like Rashi, approach 1a. Meiri is the one who says, I think the other piece that I had you see here, right, Dear Maschel Misha Talosh, the Meiri says, oh, again, mitzvos were given for, right, Gzeros HaMelech, right, bane if it's Lahana, bane if it's Letzar. The point is, the primary purpose of mitzvos is Gzeros HaMelech, and therefore, mitzvos lav lehanos ninun. That's right. So again, so you have to come on to the explanation we gave for Rashi. That even within approach 1a, which you, the Pashas would assume, oh, right, since the Iker is the Gzeros HaMelech, therefore you would think any Hana would be Tafel, Kamash Malon Rashi, and the Meiri, obviously, that the only Hana which becomes Tafel to the Gzeres HaMelech is the Hana of the Kiyama Mitzvah, because they are both, you know, associated with the Maisa Tfila Shal Mitzvah. But when it comes to the other Maisa called the Maisa Rechitza Shal Rishutz, since that's a distinct Maisa, therefore the Hana Saguf associated with it, with that distinct Maisa, is not going to be Tafel. And therefore, that's how the Meiri and Rashi, even though they accept approach 1a, will still think that Hana Saguf is always Usur, because it's always, you know, associated with a distinct Maisa. Fine. Good. Just to do two more Mefarshim, we'll accept. Yeah. David, is that a hand? One more time? Don't you need Das to Mitzarev the Hanya?
What's the Mitzarev the Maisa?
No, in this case, it's...
Because
no, meaning, in this case, it's the op, meaning, we're saying for the Meiri and Rashi that they're distinct. That the Maisa Tzvila Shal Mitzvah is distinct from the Maisa Rechitza Shal Rishus. Distinct, not Mitzvah. Right, and they're... That's the answer. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not following. I'm just... I apologize. What? No, it could very well be. Okay, fine. We had one last Rishon who says this idea that if there's a Hanas Aguf associated with the mitzvah, then it's not going to be included within the Heter. This is not a Rishon on the Daf. Anybody know which Rishon I'm referring to? Rishon often quoted the Kolbo. Excellent, right? Kolbo is often quoted by the Beis Yosef. Very important Rishon. So again, Akiva, do you remember what the Kolbo, what case the Kolbo says is Usur on, as a result of this idea? Just, you can read it inside. You see Kolbo, the second line, it says about Motor Hanami Shofar. Very important, right? It's qualification. When the Gemara says that if you're no different from a certain person, right, or if you're no der, sorry, from a sh- go on, sorry. The case he's dealing with, when you take a neder from a shofar, the Gemara says that someone else can blow the shofar for you, because the only benefit you're getting is the hanas kiyama mitzvah, and mitzvahs lavei hanas ninu. Comes on the Kolbo and says the Gemara is meduyak. But in a case where what? Aval. Continue. Aval hu atzmo. Right, but you yourself, the noder, the person who made the neder himself, cannot do perform the ma'aseh tekiah with that shofar that he was noder from. Why?
Oh,
people love it, right? You know the guys who always want to be in the center. I'm not, right? Exactly. I'm a little different, but yeah, right? But the idea of being, you know, the person who, like, you know, most people get up there and love to be the center of attention. I'm not trying to be motzilas on anybody, whatever, who's the chazan, who's the baal tokeh. But it's been saying there's a certain hanasaguf, the person who, you know, gets the attention, who's in the center of things, right? So he's saying, right, that baal tokeh, if you're the baal tokeh, you're in the center, you got all the attention on you, that is hanasaguf. It continues, v'chol midi. Right, Beferish. Kobo comes along and says, anytime there's a Nasa goof, that is not going to be included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehamastir. Right? So the Kobo, again, there are two assumptions of the Kobo. Number one, the fundamental assumption, that Hanasa Guf is not included within Mitzvah Slavikhanasinu. That's the assumption that we're really interested in. There's also a technical assumption. He's also assuming that there is Hanasa Guf for the Baal Tokeah. That is a technical assumption, which could be that other Rishonim are going to argue on that. But again, there are two assumptions. A technical assumption that there is Hanasa Guf in that case of the Tokeah, in Tokeah La'atzmo. And then the more fundamental assumption is that if there, in any case, if there's Hanasa Guf, that's not going to be subject to the heter of mitzvahs lav lehanasnir. Okay, so that I kind of leaves the Rishonim, who are assuming this first approach, that Hanasa Guf is not included within the heter of mitzvahs lav lehanasnir. But before we move on, there's a very prominent Achron who also adopts this approach in the context of Sukkah. What is that, you know, prominent Achron in Shalas HaTshuvos? The No Deb Yudah, excellent. So the No Deb Yudah is dealing with the Shaila. The No Deb Yudah is on, right, on page 2. The No Deb Yudah is, remember the case, Moshe? There's something Asr Bahana associated with the Sukkah.
The Asherah.
Correct, but what is from an Asherah? It's excellent.
Exactly,
right? So No Deb Yudah, although it's the longest No Deb Yudah in history, according to you, right? Yeah. Right? I even give you the whole thing, you know, he shows you, right? You should really see the full, you know, give you the full shoe by the right? But the No Deb Yudah, the short part of it that I, you know, picked out for you, right? I was very careful to give you only the ikker parts. All right, so the No Deb Yudah is dealing with the question, let's say you have schach, which is asur bahana, right? And the question is, can you basically be yotze, the mitzvah of sukkah, if the schach of the sukkah is asur bahana? So what does the No Deb Yudah answer?
It says it's asur.
It's asur, right? Because he says the schach, right, being nena from the tzel of the schach is an example of hanasa guf. And says the No Deb Yudah that Anasa Guf is not included within the heter of mitzvos lav leharas nenu, right? So he says even though, right, if you see Moshe, you see the line Amnam, it's like four lines down after the period. Oh, you don't have it? Because he's basically mechalik.
Amnam yish lechalik in the b'shoyfer in hanol b'kol.
Right, so that's where, when it comes to shofar, the Gemara says that even if the shofar is asur ba'ana, whether it's because of avodah zarah, right, or because you took a neder on it, but that's because shofar, there's no anas haguf associated with shofar. Again, also arguing on the kolbo in terms of that technical. Very important. But when it comes to Sukkah, not only is there a Nas Kima mitzvah, that would be subject to mitzvah of the Hanasinu, there's also a Nas Aguf, that you're getting physical benefit from the sheet of the Schach. And therefore, if the Schach is Asr Ba'ana, that's going to be a problem because you're getting a Nas Aguf. And therefore, right, you know, the Beit is very clearly saying that although that the only thing that's included within the Heter of mitzvah of the Hanasinu is the Hanas Kima mitzvah, not the Hanas Haguf. But the No Deb Yudah asks a very important question on himself, which is going to become important later when we contrast the Noda of Yehuda with the Onet Yontif. But there's a problem that the Noda of Yehuda from a certain Gemara. There's a certain Gemara which seems to run contrary to what the Noda of Yehuda just said. Moshe, do you remember? Which Gemara does the Noda of Yehuda ask on himself? Right? He just said that basically the mitzvah of Sukkah, it basically is not subject to the heter of mitzvahs la'al de'anasinu, because not only does Sukkah have Hanas Kima mitzvah, there's also Hanas Aguf. But what Gemara seems to run counter to that? Not in Psachim, but in Nedarim. Right? Remember the Gemara in Nedarim, Tezayin, which is where Rava says, you can't formulate a neder a mitzvah Sukkah in terms of Hanas Sukkah. Mitzvahs la'al de'anasinu. So the Gemara in Nedarim asks to know the Yehuda, clearly applies the klal of mitzvahs la'al de'anasinu to the mitzvah of Sukkah. Wait a second, asks the Noda of Yehuda on himself. I just told you that because Sukkah not only has Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah, it also has Hanas Aguf from the Tzel. Therefore, mitzvahs la'al de'anasinu does not apply to the mitzvah of Sukkah, asks the Noda of Yehuda. So the Noda of Yehuda has to give a little more of a technical answer. And remember, how does the Noda of Yehuda answer that question? Why can the Gemara say that mitzvahs la'al de'anasinu applies to a neder on Hanas Sukkah? Because the das of the node there is only on what?
During the times in the Sukkah.
No. Excellent. Comes along the node of Yehuda, and he has a whole cheshbon to how he proves this. He says, no, it must be that the Gemara is assuming that the das of the node there is when the node there says, right, to make a neder on Hanas Sukkah, he's only referring to the Ana of the Kiyama Mitzvah. And because the Noder is limiting his neder to the Ana of the Kiyama Mitzvah, so that's why the Gemara can say, Mitzvah's Lavei Hanas Nitnu. A little dochak, or maybe a lot dochak, he does have some rias to it, there's a whole cheshmet to how he gets there, but at the end of the day, it's a little bit slash a big okimta of the Gemara, and when the Gemara applies Mitzvah's Lavei Hanas Nitnu to Sukkah, it's only because in that case the noder or the stam kavan of a noder is to limit it to the hana of the kima mitzvah. But really, stam, there is also, in addition to the hana's kima mitzvah, when it comes to Sukkah, there's also hana's aguf, which therefore is not subject to mitzvah la'al de'anasinu, and therefore in a case where your schach is asur ba'ana, lemaisa, you won't be able to be mekayim your mitzvah of Sukkah with it because of the Hanas Aguf. Give you a question?
The only thing that when one makes a neder or a deal, don't say it doesn't count, is it?
I can't hear you. What?
When someone like makes a deal or says a neder that they don't say doesn't, like Lashon B'nai Adam is a different.
Yeah, his pshat is that the Lashon B'nai Adam in this case is to refer to the Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah. He has a whole cheshman because otherwise it's an Isra. Gary Kalman says, oh, because otherwise it would be an Isra. You know, the Shavuot Kolel, Shavuot Kolel, it's a whole complicated.
This
cheshman
only really applies towards if you're an average guy, take
the
neder,
like
an
afternoon. Yeah. I hear it. Yeah. It is a docha. And we're going to see the Oneg Yontif at the end is going to have a different mahalach, you know, entirely to explain this. So again, basically Adkan is right the first approach of Mefarshim, who say that Hanas Aguf is not included within the heter of Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Nenu. Rather, Gemara, Pasha is the Gemara in Chavches. We had Rashi, we had the Ritzva, we had the Ran, right? We had the Kolbo, we had the first day in the Meiri, and we just had the Noda Behuda. But before moving on to the next approach, just to point out that there is a slight problem with this approach, because there seems to be a Mefurish Gemara, right? There seems to be a Mefurish Gemara which applies Mitzvahs La'al de'anasinu even to a case of Hanas Aguf. Anybody recall? What is the Gemara? And the Shaar HaMelech asks this as Kasha on these Mefurishim. What is the Gemara which seems to apply Mitzvahs La'al de'anasinu even to a case of Hanas Aguf? Not the case of Maya. No, Maya is the opposite. It says it doesn't apply to Maya. Erevin, right? The Gemara in Erevin, again, going back to the Gemara in Erevin, Lamed Aleph, right? If you remember, at the beginning of the sugya, how do you see that Gemara is very complicated? I said, it's very important. We need to get this case down just because it's going to come up a lot, as I was referring to, right? So the Gemara in Erevin, right? In that case of Erevin, right? What's the Chafzah Shalei Suriyana in that case? The kever. Right? And what's the benefit, right? How are you using the kever? Sorry, I don't want to get to the answer. Right? And, right. Sorry. Right? So in the case there, you place the Erev Techumim on the kever to allow you to do what? Exactly. Go to a base Avol, a base Mishta. So at least in the case of the base Mishta, ask the Shar Melech, Hanasa Guf! You're going to be parting it up in the base Mishta. So at the end of the day, even though you're getting Hanasa Guf by parting it up in the base Mishta, Afal Pekin, the Gemara applies the Klal of Mitzvah's Lovely Hanasnu. The Gemara says you're allowed to use the Kever, the Tzorach HaMitzvah, because Mitzvah's Lovely Hanasnu. Oh, asks the Shar Melech, what do you mean? In addition to the Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah, you're also getting Hanas Aguf. You're parting it up in the base Mishta. Even so, the Gemara invokes the Heter of Mitzvah's Lavei Hanas Ninu. Doesn't this prove, asks the Shar Melech, that the Heter of Mitzvah's Lavei Hanas Ninu also covers Hanas Aguf against all these Rishonim? That's the question of the Shar Melech. So again, the question on this, all these Mefarshim who adopt this first approach, which that Hanas Aguf is not included within the Heter Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Ninu, how they're going to square their Shita, this Gemara and Erev and Laman Aleph, which seems to apply Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Ninu, even in a case where there is Hanas Aguf, the Beis HaMishta. So what is the Shar Melech's answer? Shalom? Basically Grama. Right, he says, no! You don't have to worry about it, because even these Mefarshim are only going to Aser cases of Hanas Aguf, which come directly from the Chefza Shel Isuri Ana. But in this case, you're not using the Kever. Right? The Kever is indirectly, because the Kever is the place where the Erev Tchumim is placed, and the Erev Tchumim indirectly, therefore, or the Kever indirectly, through the Erev Tchumim, allows you to party it up in the Beis Mishnah, and you're going to end up getting Hanas Aguf in the Beis Mishnah. Says Shar HaMelech, that type of Hanas Aguf, which is so indirectly connected to the Chafza Shal Yisuri Ana, even these Mefarshim are going to admit that it is Mutter. That's how the Shar HaMelech is going to account for it. But as we were discussing yesterday, meaning not all the Mefarshim that adopt this approach, but this sounds a lot like which approach? This Grum idea. This sounds like 1B. This is very much like the Ritzvah and the Ran. But Rashi's on this list. The Ran is on this list. Rashi's on this list. The Meiri's on this list. The Mefarshim who accept approach 1A, who don't come on to this Heter of Grama. Right? So if Rashi and the Meiri, right, don't come on to the Heter of Grama, let's say, to explain the Heter of Mitzvah's Lavei Hanas Ninu, so why are they going to accept Grama in this case? That's the follow-up question on the Shar HaMelech. The answer is, this Grama is even more Grama. Right? No, my daddy is bigger than your dad, right? This Grama is a bigger Grama than even the Grama of the Kstam, Mrs. Lavei Hanas Ninu case. Anybody explain why? Let's go through the case. Excellent. When it comes to the Hanas, the Hana of the Kima Mitzvah, in the end of the day, right, are you at least, let's deal with the case, let's say a shofar which is Asur Bahana. Right, let's say, so the approach 1B was saying, when you use the shofar, to get Hanas Kima Mitzvah, approach 1B was saying, even that is Grama. Right? But as Shuli's point, in that case, you're at least using the Chefza Shel Isuri Ana directly. It's just that the Hana that you're getting, the Hana of the Schar Mitzvah, is indirect from that Chefza. But at least you're directly using the Chefza. So perhaps Rashi and the Meiri are going to say, they're not comfortable applying Grama in that case, because at the end of the day, you're still directly using the Chefza Shel Isuri Ana as your Kiyama Mitzvah. But in this case, it's even more indirect. Because you're not even using the Kever at all. Right? Where are you parting it up? In the Beis Mishnah. The Beis Mishnah is not the Chafza Shel Isuri Ana. So in short, even Rashi and the Meiri, even the Mefarshim who adopt approach 1A, and are not willing to apply Grama to explain to explain the Heter of Mitzvah Lavei Hanas Ninu, maybe if you want to accept the Shar HaMelech's answer for them, maybe even they will adopt this form of Grama, because the case of Erevin, the Ana HaSaguf in Erevin, is an even a bigger Grama than the classic Grama of the Hanas Kiyama Mitzvah in the classic case. So that's just a way to explain how you can utilize this answer of the Shar HaMelech, even for Rashi and the Meiri who accept approach 1A. Because even if they're not willing to accept Grama to explain the Anas Kima Mitzvah being mutter, they will accept the Grama in this case, because this is a really big Grama. Okay. Arkan approach, again, the approach which says the Anas Aguf is not included within the heter of Mitzvahs Lalehanas. Now let's get to the second approach, which says that no, Anas Aguf is included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehanos nino. But this is very important. The Mefarshim are going to adopt this second approach, which says that anas aguf is included within the heter mitzvos lav lehanos nino. They can't say it across the board. Why can't they say this across the board? Why can't they say that all anas aguf is included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehanos nino? Because the Gemara in the case of the Maya. Right, the Gemara clearly says in the Hanas Aguf from the Mayan, the Yemos HaChama is Aser. So it's clear that some cases of Hanas Aguf are not Mutter. So these Mefarshim who are going to say that Hanas Aguf is included within the Heter Mitzvah Lav Lehanos Nino, they're going to have to be Mechalek between different types of cases. So within approach number two, we're going to see three different versions of what the chiluk is. Where do you draw the line of what type of when mitzvahs aguf is going to be included within the heter mitzvahs lav lehanos nino, and what types and what cases of hanas aguf are not going to be included within mitzvahs lav lehanos nino? Just to keep everything organized. So again, approach number two is going to say that certain hanas aguf are included within mitzvahs lav lehanos nino. We give you three different versions. We call it 2A. 2B and 2C, in terms of where do you draw the line, how are you going to account for the clear case of the Mayan, which is Aser, and how you mechalik between that case and the cases where you think that Anas Aguf is included. Okay, so let's go through it. So the first version, we'll call it 2A, is first established by the Yesh Omrim in the Me'irin. So if everyone can go back to that same Me'irin we were reading before, very, very important. The Yesh Omrim in the Meir. Again, just going back to Dior Maschel, Hamolder Anami Chavero. Shalom, do you have it? So Hamolder Anami Chavero, going towards the end of that paragraph, it says, Ubiktsas Perusheim Shal Gidoli Harabanim. It's always interesting how the Meir refers to Yesh Omrim, like, in different ways. But in this case, Ktsas Perusheim Shal Gidoli Harabanim. Ah, Matsasi, the following Yisod. So this is the second day in the Meir. You see Sha'af Maisa? Is that what you're reading?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear. A little louder.
Sha'af Maisa Lost
the Mitzvah. That was the key, right? So, what is the key line? According to this Yeshomer in the Me'iri, we're calling it approach 2A. Which types of Anas Aguf are going to be included within the Heter? Only on us a guf that come, b'shas kiyum hamitzvah. So approach 2A is going to say that the type of hanas aguf which is included within the heter of mitzvahs lav lehanos nino is only the hanas aguf which is accrued to the person b'shas kiyum hamitzvah. And in this way, he's going to explain. Right, Uriel, how is this Yesh on the Miri going to use that chiluk to explain the case of why it's usher to be tovel b'yimos hachama? Aren't you getting the hanas aguf while you're being tovel itself?
Because hanas aguf ends up extending after the dos, that extra extension that's
used. Excellent. Says this Yesh Omrim, with this chiluk we can understand why tvila b'mayan b'yimos hachama is usher, because in that case, says this Yesh Omrim, there the hanas aguf extends even after you leave the mikvah, the mayan, and because the hanas aguf extends after the kiyum mitzvah, that's why it's aser there. But if you were to have hanas aguf, which is limited to the shas kiyum mitzvah, it would be mutter. The only reason why the case of mayan b'mos hachama is aser, because that's after the shas kiyum mitzvah, you're cooled off, even moving forward. That's how this approach 2A, this Yeshomer in the Me'iri, is going to get accounts for how you can say the Anas Aguf is included in the Heter, but yet explain the case of the Isser of the Anas Aguf b'mos hacham. The question is, okay, it's a nice chiluk. What did we say yesterday? But how does this difference make a difference? That was the MTA version. Or the Heichal version is, how does this chiluk why is this chiluk machalik? That was the Hegel version, right? It's different, right? So again, what is it's a great chiluk, right? But again, how does this chiluk make sense, basically? I don't know if this is the best application of it. I just wanted to say it. But I guess the question is, how do you explain? I'm not sure what this is. But yeah, the point is, how does this chiluk make sense, right? Why does this chiluk make any sense? Like, why would he be machalik between... Right? Why does it make sense to be mechalik along these lines to say davka the hanasa guv b'shas kima mitzvah is mutter, but acher kima mitzvah it's not mutter? What's the basis of this?
Maybe from here he rejects the notion that you can divide between the laws to maisa. So therefore, when you're doing shasa maisa, it's only one thing. But after the fact, there is indeed a separate maisa.
Excellent. The Meiri again. Remember, Lashitasa is approach 1A, right? So the Meiri thinks that the way that the mechanism of mitzvahs lav lehanos nenu is that the primary maisa is the maisa called gzeras hamelech, which renders any hana to be tafel. So this Yesh Omrim again argues on the first day and says, no, you're not mechalik between the tzvila shal mitzvah and the rechitza. It's all one maisa. But what is the chiluk? The only time you're going to say that the primary maisa of gzeras hamelech is going to render the hanos to be tafel only when those hanos are bibas achas with the kiyama mitzvah. Like whenever you're dealing with the ikar and tafel, that's the hilchos brachos, ikar and tafel. You only apply ikar and tafel when there's one tarovis, right? When there's seruf between the ikar and the tafel. If there's no connection between the ikar and the tafel, the ikar can't be. You're not going to apply ikar. I don't know what the verb is, right? You're not going to apply ikar and tafel. Same thing here. Just like when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, you need the tzeirav of a taroves to apply ikar and tafel, right? So too here, the only time you're going to apply approach 1A to say that the ikar, the maisa mitzvah, I'll say gzeras hamelech, is going to make the hanos tafel is only when they coincide, they're rabas achas. So the hanos hagud, or the hanos kima mitzvah, which always coincides with the mitzvah, that's always tafel. And the hanos haguv, which happens to coincide, the kiyama mitzvah will also be tafel. But once you have a nasa guf, which extends afterwards, that's already seen as distinct, and therefore that's not rendered tafel by the primary maisa of gzeres hamelech. Beautiful, Ari. So that's how you explain this chiluk of we'll call approach 2A, that the nasa guf bishas maisa mitzvah is going to be tafel, again, based on this idea that the mechanism of Mrs. Lavehanas and who works through an ikar and tafel idea of the primary maisa of gzeras hamelech making all the hanos tafel, but it's limited to the hanos which take place at the same time. Oh. So right in terms of right this approach 2A that the hanos aguv is mutter as long as it's b'shas kina mitzah, we have the second day in the Meiri, and we also have another makor for this. Again, an achron saying b'shan and a rishon. But let's go through it. It comes from the Rashba in Nedarim, right? So again, if you go back to the first Makor sheet, right, the Rashba in Nedarim is basically bothered by the same kasha as the Ran in Nedarim. Right, they're both basically bothered by, wait a second, how does the Gemara say that the neder will be chal on hana'as tashmish, right, when the person makes a neder of hana'as tashmisheich alai, what do you mean? Mitzvah slav lehanas nenu. Right, generally we don't formulate mitzvos in terms of hana because mitzvos lav lehanas nenu. So remember, the Ran answered, no, the neder is being chal on the hanas aguf, and hanas aguf is not covered by mitzvos lav lehanas nenu. That was the Ran's answer, but the Rashba is a different answer. Y'all, do you remember what was the Rashba's answer? We can read it inside. Let's read it inside. So the Rashba in again Nedarim Tesvav and Beis. Right, he's saying not only is there a mitzvah of to provide tashmish to your wife, there's also a shibud. Right, so the Rashba is saying, if there's only a mitzvah, then mitzvah's lav lehanas nenu. But here, in addition to the mitzvah, what else is there? There's a shibud. And therefore, the shibud includes hana, right? We don't have a klal of shibudim lav, you know, lahana ninu, right? So again, while mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu, shibudim can include ana. So therefore, says the Rashma, the neder of anas tashmish is chal on the shibud. In a chanami, the mitzvah is completely mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu, but the neder can be chal on the shibud. Says the Shar Melech, right? What seems to, right? The Rashba could have had a very much simpler answer. What could have been the simpler answer? That says the Shar Melech, the fact that the Rashba doesn't give the Ron's answer, instead of coming this fancy shtickle Torah, that not only is there a mitzvah, there's also a shibud, you could just give the Ron's answer. What are you talking about? Even within the mitzvah, right? There's a hanasa guf, which is not subject mitzvah lav lehanas nu. So what does that show? What does the Rashba hold? That mitzvah lav lehanas nu includes hanasa guf. So this again, the second makor for 2a is the Shar HaMelech b'shem the Rashba. So the Shar HaMelech is b'dayik in this Rashba Nedarim and says, oh, the Rashba clearly holds the hanasa guf is included within mitzvah lav lehanas nu. And the Shar HaMelech says, oh, so what is the Rashba going to do with the case of Tzvila b'masacham? He says, oh, he has the chiluk of the Yesh Omrim and the Meiri. He says, the Rashba is going to be mechalik between hanasa guf b'shas kima mitzvah, that is subject to the Heter, Masha Inkin, hanasa guf acher, you know, acher kima mitzvah, that is aser. So again, the Shar HaMelech b'das harashba, again, right, the Shar HaMelech explains the Rashba as aligning with this approach 2a, that hanasa guf will be included within mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu, provided that hanasa guf is peshas mitzvah, which applies in the case of tashmish, where the hana coincides with the mitzvah of tashmish. That's why the Rashba is not willing to give the Ron's answer over there. So again, this is approach 2a. So again, that the hanasa guf is included within the klal of mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu, but only when the hanasa guf coincides with the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's the Rashba, Lefi Shar HaMelech, and the Yesh Omrim in the Meiri. That's 2a. Now let's go to 2, approach 2b. And this is Rav Shimon Shkap. So let's do a little bit of Chazar, because again, Rav Shimon Shkap is a little complicated. Rav Shimon Shkap, according to his whole Mahalach, is also going to say that the klal of mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu includes hanas aguf, but he's going to account for the case of, for the Isser of the Hanasa Guf, b'mosachama, l'shitaso, according to his whole mahalach. So let's just do a little bit of a review. So let's, Moshe, would you mind, Chedusha Rav Shimon Shkap, again, the Darim Yudbeis, right? Again, remember, the Rav Shimon's whole mahalach is to be mahalach between two different types of Hanas. So what's the breakdown?
Between Omer Kach and Inon.
Okay, good. So what's the case, right? So if you have a Hana, which is Aser B'Hana. So when it comes to the Hanos, which is Omid Lekach, what's an example of that?
Say wine. The shoe,
to wear a shoe. Okay, to wear a shoe, or to drink wine, or to smell a flower, in all those cases. So what's the nature of the Aser Hana in those cases?
That is the intended purpose, the main purpose.
You mean, exactly, but in those cases, what's the nature of it? Is that a Maisa Hana in those cases?
No.
You're right. No, it's just the Totsah of Kabbalah's Hana. Right? When you're dealing with a hana, which is the omid lekach, which is the intended purpose, so the nature of that isra hana is just the mitzias, the totsah of receiving that hana. Masha inkin, if you're dealing with a hana, which is not in a omid lekach, let's say smelling wine, so then what's the nature of the isra hana? It's not just the totsah, the mitzias of receiving hana, it's rather what? It's like a maisa hana, right? It's a maisa hishtamshas shel hana. It's a maisa hana. That's his very big yisod, right? So when it's hana, which is omid lakach, it's just the mitzias, the totsah of getting hana. When you're dealing with omid lakach, right? Sorry, when it's dealing with ina omid lakach, so then you need a maisa hana. What's the nafkamina between it being a maisa hana or versus being just the totsah of mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu? And what else besides mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu? Misasek, Darshan, Miskavin, right? Any heter which works by breaking the tzeruf between the Maisa and the Gavra is only going to work for the Isurim, which are Eino Omilakach. Because since the nature of the Isra Hana for Eino Omilakach is the Maisa Hana, so you have, if you have the heter of Misasek, the heter of Darshan, Miskavin, or the heter of Mitzvah Lehanas, they're all going to break your tzeruf to the Maisa Hana and say that what you're doing is not considered a Maisa Hana. But if it's only going to be limited to cases of ein omid lekach, where the nature of the iser is a maisa hana. But if you're dealing with an omid lekach, right, a case where you're dealing with the where the hana you're dealing with is the intended purpose, there the iser is not a maisa hana. It's just the totzah of getting hana. And therefore, if lemaisa, bad word, if in mitzias you're getting hana, it doesn't matter if you don't have kavana. It doesn't matter mitzvah of the hana. So at the end of the day, you violated the iser. So with all that background we discussed last time, Rav Shimon Shkop is now going to explain the chilik between certain cases of where hana zaguf are mutter and cases of hana zaguf which are asr. So what's the chilik? Why is mayan asr? Because mayan cooling you off is what category?
It'll be omid
lekach. So it says Rav Shimon Shkop, the chilik is not hana zaguf b'shas ma'isa versus achar shas ma'isa, like approach 2A according to the Yeshomer and the Meiri and the Shara Melech. The chilik is whether the hana at hand is omid lekach or ain omid lekach, says the Rosh Shimon Shkop. When the Gemara asers the hana so guf of mayan, that's because the hana of a mayan cooling you off, that is the omid lekach. And therefore, since it's omid lekach, therefore the nature of the iser is just the mitzias of getting the hana, and therefore the klal of mitzvahs la lehenos nenu is not going to work. Because the whole yisod of mitzvah lehenos nenu, says the Rosh Hashanah Shkop, is along the lines of 1A, approach 1A, is that it's basically saying that your primary maisa is not a maisa hana, it's a maisa of gzeiras hamelach. But that's not going to apply to cases of omid lekach, where it's not about a maisa hana, it's just about the mitzias of getting hana. So says Rosh Hashanah Shkop, when it comes to hana, so guv, like maya, which are omid lekach, it's not going to be subject to the heter of mitzvahs lavei hanas nenu. But any other hanas or guf, which is eino omid lekach, and because it's eino omid lekach, the nature of the iser is if only when you do a maisa hana. So if the koveya is doing a maisa hana, then comes along the heter of mitzvahs lavei hanas nenu and say that you're not doing a maisa hana, you're doing a maisa of gzeiras hamelach. So again, approach 2B. Rav Shimon Shkop is to say that certain hanas or guf are included within the heter, but specifically his breakdown is not timing. His breakdown is whether the hana at hand is eino omid lekach, then the heter is going to apply. But if it's a hana, like tefillah, b'mosachama, is omid lekach, then the heter is not going to apply. That's approach 2B. That is Rav Shimon's unique chilik, very much lishitaso within his worldview. Now let's go to the final version, and that is approach 2C. Where again, we're going to say that certain hanas aguf is included within the heter, certain hanas aguf is not included in the heter, but this chiluk is not based on timing, it's not based on, let's say, you know, the intended purpose of the chafzah shalei surah, like Rav Shimon Shkop, but rather this is the approach of the oneg yantif, right? What is the, according to the oneg yantif, what is the koveya? What types of hanas aguf are going to be included? What types are not? Do you remember? It's based on the nature. Exactly. According to Oni Yantiv, it's a beautiful piece. It's all based on whether the hana is part of the geder hamitzvah. Right? And let's see it inside. The Shud Oni Yantiv, again, is going... The context of the Shud Oni Yantiv is very similar to the Nod of Yehuda. Oni Yantiv is basically asking, how can the Gemara Nidarim apply mitzvahs lavei hanas nitnu to the case of sukkah, if sukkah also has hanas aguf? You're getting hana from the tzel, right? So that's the question, the same basic question that Nodav Yehuda asks. Oni Yadav asks, how can the Gemara apply mitzvahs lavei hanas nitnu to the case of sukkah, if sukkah includes hanas aguf? And we know from tefillah b'masachama that hanas aguf is not included within the heter of mitzvahs lavei hanas nitnu. So, y'all, would you mind? Take it away. The Shud Oneg Yantif is a beautiful, beautiful mahalach in terms of what is the koveya for when the hanas aguf is included and when it's not. To explain sukkah versus other cases. Go for it.
Oh.
So he's saying, I don't care about the timing. Says you, like basically, he's saying, don't give me the Yesh Omer, the Meiri, that it's all about the timing. I don't care about timing. I care more fundamentally. Is the hana, the hanas aguf, is that part of the gedera mitzvah, or is that just happens to coincide with it? Says the Oneg Yontif, when it comes to the tzvila b'mayan b'mos hachama, being cooled off by the mayan has nothing to do with the mitzvah of being tovah b'mayan. Being tovah b'mayan is a mitzvah. In this case, you happen to also get the benefit, but there's no shaychus, there's no connection between your hanah being cooled off from the mayan and the gedera mitzvah of tefillah b'mayan. So says the Oneg Yontif, in that case where the hanas aguf is not fundamentally part of the mitzvah, therefore, that's not going to be included within the heter of mitzvahs lavehanas. But well, mitzvah sukkah, you see. Oh, it's key. So here's a very big yisod, which I was talking to y'all on Seder about. It's a very compelling yisod in mitzvah sukkah. That part of the gedera ha-mitzvah of sukkah is to be nana from the sukkah as a replacement for being nana from your house. Right? It develops this at length, that the yisod of mitzvah sukkah is for you, the sukkah, to be the replacement of your home. And the way he formulates it, and therefore, instead of being nana from your home, be nana from your sukkah. So says the Oneg Yontif beautifully. Because hana'a min ha-sukkah is part of the gedera ha-mitzvah, so that's why the hana'a saguf of sukkah is included within the heter of mitzvos lav lehanas nitnu. So again, approach 2C of the Oneg Yontif is to be mechalik, not based on timing, not based on Rav Shimon Shkab, but based on whether the hana'a saguf is part of the gedera mitzvah or not part of the gedera mitzvah. That's the chilah. But again, the question is, why is that difference make a difference, right? Why is that chiluk machalik, right? Why does that matter? So along the lines we were saying before, just like we said for approach 2A, in order for you to say like the yisod of like the ikar and tafel, right? There has to be some connection between the ikar and the tafel. So according to the Oneg Yontif, the only time that the primary mice of Gzeres HaMelech can be ikar and to drown out and make the hanas aguf tafel is only when they're connected in the sense that the hanas aguf is part of the gedera mitzvah. When the hanas aguf is part of the gedera mitzvah, so then you can say that the mice of Gzeres HaMelech is the ikar and the hanas aguf is tafel. But if it's just, if it's external, if it's not part of the gedera mitzvah, it just happens to coincide technically, timing-wise, according to the Oneg Yontif, timing is not the mitzarev between the hanas aguf and the kiyum mitzvah of Gzeres HaMelech. What's the mitzarev, what's the only connector, is whether they're fundamentally connected in that they're both part of the gedera mitzvah. So when it comes to sukkah, where the hanas aguf is part of the gedera mitzvah, then they're connected, and then you can say that the hanas aguf of the sukkah is tafel to the ikar maisa mitzvah of Gzeres HaMelech. When it comes to all the other cases where the hanas aguf is just not connected fundamentally, that's considered a distinct maisa, and therefore it's not going to be tafel. Sure. Okay. So basically, this sums up. So basically, what we developed today, and we'll stop here, basically, just to sum up, we developed two general mahalchim in terms of whether, a big part of the sugya, about whether hanas aguf is included within the heter of mitzvah of the hanas nitnu or not. In the first approach, those of Rishonim, the Farshim, said that the hanas aguf is not included within the heter, right? And we explained that according to approach 1B, that worked out beautifully because in those cases it is direct. We pointed out even according to approach 1A, if you're able to separate the two meisim. Then we went to the second approach of Mefarshim, where it's to say that certain hanas aguf are included, but then the question is, where do you draw the line to account for the hanas aguf of tefila b'mos hacham, which clearly isn't mutter? And we pointed out three different versions of what the koveya of the chilek is. 2A was that the koveya is the timing, if it's b'shas kiyam. Verse number 2B of Shimon Shkop is the chilek between Eino Omei Lekach or Omei Lekach. And approach 2C is the Oneg Yontif's idea of whether the hanas aguf is part of the gedera mitzvah or not. And we'll stop here.